yards and a score. He's going to be the change of pace back, get 6 or 8 carries in the game, but they're going to be crucial ones, trying to move things around and try to do things to throw off that ugly defense. He's a small part of that, but an important part.
Now, the reason Harbor Beach is 4-0 is not just because they have prolific offense, but they're averaging over 49 points per game. It's because of the other side of the ball. The Pirates are allowing, on average, just 4.25 points on defense per game.
Through 4 games, they've allowed just 2 touchdowns, and both of them came in week 1, so they pitched a shutout since then. Just a field goal against KPAC. They've given up 435 yards total.
That's it.
This season. That's it. Just a little over 100 yards a game they're allowing to opposing offenses. So this defense has been absolutely dominant against KPAC, Marlette, Brown City, and even Bad Axe.
We are 19 minutes away from kicking things off in week number 5 as it's the Backyard Brawl, and you're listening to your home for high school football, the WLEW Sports Network, being powered by Agar Valley Services.
Feed, defending, and protecting are important characteristics of a winning football team. At DS Services of Cass City, your source for everything grain storage related, we can help you speed through harvest, defend grain quality, protect your profit, and even add more margin to your bottom line. Whether it's a small grain bin on the farm or a commercial storage facility, minor repairs to complete new grain systems, or the replacement parts you need, we can help. Need a lift? 3 mobile cranes and certified operators can also handle any truss job or lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318.
Get your ride in shape with sale prices on Napa steering and suspension parts at Ubley Motor Service. Get a $75 prepaid Visa card rebate when you install $250 or more of qualifying Napa steering and suspension parts now through October 31st. Ubley Motor Service also has special pricing on Cooper, BF Goodrich, and Goodyear tires, and they have a tire changing machine that can accommodate up to 24-inch rims and run flat tires. The professionals at Ubley Motor Service will also check your shocks, brakes, tires, belts, hoses, and wiper blades. Receive a $75 rebate when you install Napa steering and suspension parts at Ubley Motor Service. Good luck, Ubley Bearcats, from the pit crew at Ubley Motor Service.
Hi, it's Jason from Countryside Sales and Service of Seawin. We know you're still farming and trucking tonight during the game, while our shop and parts department are still open too. We're open 6 days and late Tuesday through Friday nights. We hope your breakdowns are few, but we're here for all your truck and trailer parts, tires, and even custom hydraulic hoses. Call ahead for parts pickup. Ask about our wash bay for trucks, trailers, and equipment. Call for an appointment and pricing. At Countryside Sales and Service of Seawin, we sell what we run, and we wish everyone a safe harvest.
Stop at Stack's Market in Owndale to fuel up, get a fresh deli sandwich or pizza, and get back on the road fast. Open 7 days to keep you rolling. Stack's Market, like a little truck stop without the showers.
Are you looking for the latest local football scores, game stats, and highlights? The Huron Daily Tribune has all the latest scores, game stats, interviews, and game highlights on MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone. Maybe you missed that game you wanted to attend? Just go to MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone near the top of the page for all the latest local sports scores and information. Brought to you all season by Sure Healthcare Network, Browns Marketplace, McLaren Thumb Region, and Hills and Dales General Hospital. Go to MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone. Again, that's MichiganStum.com and click on the Prep Zone. All fall sports will be featured on the Prep Zone at MichiganStum.com. Tonight's game is sponsored by Ace Hardware and Bad Axe and Orion Physical Therapy.
When you work outside, when you play outside, you need a tough, durable smartphone. Check out the Cat S48C. Built with the same ruggedness of Cat equipment, this smartphone is waterproof, withstands drops in dust, screen breakage, and has long battery life. This September, Thumb Cellular has a great deal for you. Choose a Cat S48C and receive a free Cat power bank at $65 value while supplies last. Plus, get a free month of service. And for the Samsung fans, save $100 on a Galaxy S9 Plus or Galaxy Note 9 while supplies last. Plus, a free month of service, too. In fact, anybody who upgrades their phone, adds a line, or switches to Thumb Cellular this September will get a free month of service. So go to thumbcellular.com/deals for more details or visit their offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. They have the knowledge and experience to help you save. Switch to Thumb Cellular and find out why they're the talk of the thumb. Deals are valid through September 30th, 2019. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to the WLW Sports Network as it's the Backyard Brawl, week number 5, the 68th edition between Harbor Beach and Ubley. Both teams 4-0. We've talked about Harbor Beach. Now let's take a look at the Ubley Bearcats. On one side of the ball tonight is the number 3 team in the state in Division 8 football. On the other side would be the number 4 team in the state, the Ubley Bearcats. For a collective 9 seasons, Ubley has been led by their fearless leader, Bill Sweeney. For Coach Sweeney, he has been at the helm during the most successful span of Ubley football since the game was created. Tonight would be Bill Sweeney's 102nd game as head coach for the Ubley Bearcats.
Coach Sweeney, 82-19. He's
not
won
bad.
81% of his games. Very impressive. And this is just a start. 5 district titles, 4 regionals. He's appeared at Ford Field in a finals game. Actually, it might have been the Silver Dome so long ago.
Yes, it was.
Actually, I think I was there for the game. It was right there. Anyways,
yeah, I can't remember.
He's 24-18 all time in the playoffs. Ubley is. Bill Sweeney is 18-8. So he has all of their playoff wins but 6. There's not many things this guy hasn't done. He does about the only thing is a state championship ring. It's about the only thing that Coach Sweeney doesn't have on his resume. Everything else, been there, done that.
Bill Sweeney has a very familiar quarterback leading his team this year, so much he's like a son to him, and that's because it is exactly that, his son, Casey Sweeney. A dual-threat quarterback with an arm and speed, Sweeney can be a nightmare for opposing defenses.
He's been quarterbacking this team for a long time. He's got the experience. He's 5'8", 160-pound senior. He carried the ball 16 times against Reese last week, 154 yards and 2 scores, averaged 9.5 yards a carry. He even completed a pass in 3 attempts versus Memphis, I guess. I know it was Memphis, but he threw for 2 touchdowns in that game, 55 total yards passing. He has the ability. They are gonna showcase it tonight if need be, but it's gonna be when they feel like it. He may only attempt it 3 times, but they could be very important plays for this Ubley offense.
An Ubley team that runs the ball well is about as surprising as Antonio Brown being outspoken. But as a team, they run the ball, then run the ball some more, then run some more after that just for the heck of it. And it seems to be paying off so far. Just last week, Ubley ran for 584 yards against Reese.
That's all?
That's it.
That's it. Colin Obersky, he's your sophomore back. Carson Haleski, Shane Osentoski returning. The only return back with any experience. He's basically your fullback, your senior. 6'4", 190. He's going to go north and south, no other direction, and try to pound yardages out. Carson Haleski, though, is a guy that really intrigues my eye. He's going to take the Ethan Lemke role. He has nice speed. He's got nice size, nice power. So he can kind of do a little bit of everything. He's going to be a very important piece of the Harbor Beach defense to keep an eye on. And Colin Obersky, just a sophomore, he's kind of the guy that's going to get that 6 to 8 carries, kind of like Boynton does for Harbor Beach. Very important change of pace back. And if need be, Blake Badger is another senior adding depth to this team that could obviously get into some rotational plays as well.
Last year, Ubley had the 3rd best defense in the Greater Thumb Conference, allowing 17.3 points per game. This year, they still have the 3rd best defense, but that average has dropped from 17.3 to 9.75, an improvement of nearly 8 points.
Yeah, that goes to show this defense not only has improved, but there are some poor teams in this conference. If they are the 3rd best defense, only allowing 9.75 points a game against USA, which was probably the best foe that they played, they only allowed 162 yards, and 90 of them came on one play. So the 70 yards the rest of the game. And against Sandusky, they only allowed 31 yards in the first half. And they held DeLorean Wedge, who is one of the most talented backs in the Greater Thumb East, to simply 59 yards. This defense can certainly take somebody out of play if they need to, and they're going to have to be that way tonight.
Through 4 games, Ubley has allowed just 6 touchdowns, including 1 shutout. We'll see how they do tonight as kickoff between Ubley and Harbor Beach is in 11 minutes right here on the WLW Sports Network. You're listening on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com, being powered by Anger Valley Services.
When we ask, are you sure? We just don't mean it in the sense of utilizing one of our primary care clinics or pharmacies in Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, or Sebring, or stopping by our vision center, senior living, our wellness center, or walk-in clinic that's open more days than Bronner's. When you're sure, it's a whole lot more. It means being one with the community. Our team of nearly 500 healthcare professionals wear a lot of hats, especially in the community. Sure teammates are organizers of local festivals, active members in chambers of commerce, volunteers.